This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark, it's Becky. I just had to tell you, I'm driving and I heard your radio commercial, and as soon as I heard your voice start talking, it just made me smile. I just started grinning. Really made me feel good. Thanks for being who you are, Mark. You're the best. Hope I see you soon. Bye-bye.
She barely knows me. No wonder she feels that way. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest is an architect. He's been on before. He's going to talk about the State Street Charrette, the FAR, floor area ratio, now coming to commercial, been on the Mesa, and State Street Advisory Committee downtown, the outdoor dining closing of State Street. So that's coming on in the second segment. Fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. I'll do in the first segment, along with some inventory, a little snapshot, and a couple of tidbits on listener feedback. So here we are, alone together, as Dave Mason used to say. For, where are we for inventory? Let's start with this. Well, we're here in the week 32 of 2021. So for the week ending August 6th, 2021, we had 127 homes available on the market, not in escrow. Last year at this time, we had 274. So we have less than 50% of homes to look at as of August 6, 2021. Go back a month or so to July 2nd, 2021. We had 154 listings. Wait, we had more back then? Mm-hmm. Last year, 309. Had more last year, a month earlier as well. Week ending June 4th, we had 138 listings. Still less than today's 127. Last year at this time, 328. April 30th, we had 115 listings. Well, wait a second. Today is 127, so we've gone up. Well, up and down. Prior year, 313. Look at that disparity. 115 available listings in 2021 on April 30th, and then the year earlier, 313. And finally, March 26, 2021, we had 130 listings. So now we're back today, 127. So not too much change, fluctuates. Last year at that time, 303. But, you know, if you go back to 2019, just go back 2 years ago, we had 470 listings that you could choose from on the 32nd week of the year, 2019. 470, not in escrow. You know how many we had in escrow on the 32nd week of the year in 2019? 131 listings in escrow. You know how many we have in escrow today, 2021? 131. Same number, but yet in 2019, you had still left over 470 listings to choose from. Today, 127. Okay, that's inventory. What about year to date, you ask? I'll tell you anyway, 2,010,000 year-to-date median price. Again, we backed off Montecito and Hope Ranch a while back, a few weeks ago, and still a tremendous increase over last year's median price, but Montecito driving the train, 2,010,000, last year 1,475,000, 32nd week of the year. We ended up at nearly 1,006,000 for 2020, so we're going to watch last year's median price start to go up significantly, which, of course, bled over to 2021. Number of sales, 32nd week of the year, 2021, single family only, 883. Last year, 619. Go back to 2015, we had 725. 705 in 2017. Ooh, it reminds me, I'm going to tell you about short sales and REOs. I'm glad I remembered. 883 is 27.6 sales per week. We ended up 2020 at 24.65. So But last year's year-to-date, only 19.34. So a big, you know, to get up to almost 25 per week from 19.34, you got to jump. Okay. 32nd week of the year. Last year, 19.34. The year before that, 20.2. Year before that, 19.7. Year before that, 21.4. 20.1. 22. See a pattern? That's an amazing, what do you call that, bullseye clustering when you're playing darts? That's an amazing, but this year, 27.59. Okay, what about short sales and REOs? We have 883 sales. How many short sales, and when I say REO, that's a foreclosure. That's a, thank you. That was an answer. That's right. The answer is two. There were zero short sales for the first 32 weeks of the year, 2021. And there were two foreclosures, short sales, REOs, real estate owned, REO. Last year at this time, there were three. Three short sales and zero foreclosures. Year before that, just giving you totals, five, just going back in time, 2019, five, 10 in 2018, seven, four, 16 in 2015. Going back in time, 12, 38, that's a jump in 2013. But the bell ringer winner is 2012 for the number of short sales and REOs through the first 32 weeks of the year. 785 sales, first of all, which is the closest we've come to today is 883. Check that. I'm wrong. In 2013, it was 816 sales. 785 sales, a lot of sales for the first 32 weeks of the year. How many short sales and foreclosures do you think? 15. How about 216, which represented 27% of every sale in 2012 through August 25th, 2012, 32nd week of the year. 114 short sales, which means the bank agrees to take less than what you owe them to avoid foreclosure, and 102 foreclosures. So more than one out of every sale in 2012, the first 32 weeks, distress versus dispense. Okay, so that's inventory. Boy, could I get any more stupid? Anything else? Yeah, we're kind of running out of time. I got nothing. A listener emailed me and asked if I ever did interviews or would do an interview on haunted houses. And I was concerned because, you know, this person could be a witch or a warlock. So I replied and saying that I actually tried, although I joked she should be listening to George Norrie on Coast to Coast, which she said she used to. And I said I did try. I reached out to the listing agent from the house from Amityville Horror. And he actually talked to me. And he, I think his brother once owned the house, and he had the listing twice. And he said, I don't want to go there. I don't want to draw any more attention to it. People drive by as it is. He was nice enough about it. Mm-hmm. And then I also reached out to the agent who a few months back in 2021 had the listing to the Lizzie Borden house. There's actually two houses. The main house where she asked her parents if she could go out to a late night movie. And then the other one was maybe a duplex or something. And that agent did not reply. So probably also not interested in promoting a notorious house. Okay. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with architect Detlef Peikert, known as Detty, and we're going to talk about cities, housing, commercial, and I want to ask him about the underpass at the 101 in Santa Barbara.